This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much, really, seriously, I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be watching, but you've chosen this one, and that's nice. You know, we could spend 3 hours on Comey if you wish. Yes, I know. You don't want to. I don't want to either. I figured this, again, there's about 3,000 other shows tearing apart every little thing that was said, which I get the biggest kick out of. It's kind of like, you know what? We're done. How much of this can you beat up? I mean, I beat up a little bit, obviously. Sam Sorbo is going to join us at the first break and talk about the issues of the day. So, you know, there's more going on than just what you heard today. You know, the little guy, that little guy over there in, where was it, North Korea? Yeah, he launched another one of his missiles today. It was a dud. But it's just more in your face, right? I mean, think about it. It's more in your face about, hey, I'm going to do what I want to do. Too bad. You deal with it. Now, yeah, that's amazing. The couple of dumb things that went on, too, today. Like Theresa May, I guess she called it early. I don't know how this works. We have to have somebody come on and explain this to me. She called it early election in Britain, thinking it was going to help solidify the Conservatives, help their Conservative Party. And it looks like she's going to lose seats. Right? And the UK election, the Dems will probably try to use that election because, you know, they're so smart. Going to use that election to show that, you know, the Conservatives don't have as much strength. But what they don't realize, I know I'm kind of jumping around here, but what they don't realize, it's Trump is not about the Conservatives. Right? Trump is not sitting here with the Conservative message hard and clear, or the message hard and clear. Never been a hardcore Conservative. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, the Comey issue today was great. Again, I'm not going to eat up all the time on this because there's a bunch of other people doing it. But some of the comments that that Comey made, some of the things that he talked about, I think it's great. I actually believe it's great that it came out the way it did. Now we know that Comey's a coward or doesn't have courage. His words, not mine. Don't throw it at me. Right? And I love when these guys come out, especially the senators, and they ask questions they don't already have the answers to. And they're kind of shocked when they get the certain answers. God, there's so much of this I want to hit. We found out today that Loretta Lynch pushed Comey to call his – she actually called him in and talked with him before he went out to do his press conference and asked him to call the investigation into what was going on with the email server a matter and not an investigation. Because investigation, you know, it just doesn't sound right. Comey said point blank today, it was a criminal investigation. He felt that Lynch, he openly said, I felt that Lynch was pushing him to line up with the Clinton campaign's words, with the way that they were spinning the investigation. But we got nothing from the Dems on that one, did we? No. Comey also believes that Lynch had a conflict of interest, mostly because of that issue on the tarmac. Nothing from the Dems on that one either, huh? Comey thinks, when he thought Trump had a conflict of interest, right, he said the way he handled it was so there would be a special prosecutor, or it would push for a special investigation of some kind. Yet, even though he was dead sure that Lynch had a conflict, even though he didn't like her, you know, now think about it. Trump said, I would like for you to, you know, I hope we can let this thing go. But Lynch came out as his boss, as the FBI's boss, in essence, and told him, hey, let's just get rid of this thing. I want you to call it a matter. That way there, doesn't sound as bad, right? Can you imagine how the conversation went? The way he made it sound like it went was she looked right at him and said, look, I want you to call this a matter, not an investigation. And yet, somebody just said in the chat room, I talked about this earlier, the reason Obama or the Clintons didn't ask for loyalty, because let's just say this way, they had a track record behind them of people who weren't loyal. You know what I'm saying? Now, he did say he never felt backed away by, he never felt pressured by what Trump said, but he felt like he was being told to back away from it. Okay. Well, he's felt a lot of things in the past, doesn't he, Mr. Comey? Now, Comey said that the president had lied. Don't you love those words? He had lied when he said that the FBI was in disarray and that they lost trust in their leadership. That is not a lie. I know people that worked at the FBI, or still do. And it was in disarray. And they were teed off at him. And they didn't trust him anymore. He couldn't understand what he was doing. I'm Joe Bassini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know, know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
I just so hate technology.
You're recording a message.
I'm Joe Messina.
To simply
your
leave your message, press 1.
GCN Live.
Otherwise.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You know, technology always works out great when it works, when it actually works, right? And again, I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. This is when it would be really cool to have somebody who had a clue about this stuff. You know what I mean? Because when computers do what they do so well, which is give you trouble at the most inopportune time. Anyway, we just need to go on. Oh, for you it is. For me, I can't talk. Do you understand that that's the machine that died just now? I saw it go into let's do an upgrade mode, and I'm saying to myself, what is that all about? All those upgrades are shut off, and I had to tell her. I didn't want her to think I hung up on her. And it's like, no, hey, give me a second. Don't go away. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right, let's get back to Comey for a second while I get Sam back on the air. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me again, like I said. Comey's responses today were just amazing, were they not? I mean, if half the things that man said were true, well, not even true. Let's just say, I think it is interesting that we are having all these hearings. Yeah, that's what they call them, hearings. We're having all these hearings. And it's because Trump said, may have done, sounds like, and we have to have hearings over it. Which is just totally amazing. But we have it down to where Comey is actually talking about what Loretta told him. And other people around him, I'll put it that way. And look at I refuse to call her Hillary. Look at what Mrs. Clinton came up with. He sat there and laid out a case for a prosecutor. He laid out a case to prosecute her. But basically said, I can't find anybody who's got a death wish. Right? I mean, isn't that... I wouldn't find anybody that would prosecute these. So what does that mean? So you get away with it because you can't find anybody that's going to prosecute you? Man, do you know what I would do with that line if I had that kind of power? And then, so now we come into the Trump situation here. And what are they going to do now? Because Trump hoped. Are you hearing me? Because Trump hoped that he would drop the case. All of a sudden, that's an impeachable offense. The hypocrisy with these people is just amazing to me. Always has been. I've never understood it.
What?
Now, with the miracle of technology now, I think I have the guest back. Sam Sorbo joins me, as she does from time to time. Actually, more often, I hope, now that we've got things put back together here. So I appreciate her being with me. Sam, you're with me?
I'm here.
You know, you got to love technology, don't you, Sam? You and I are talking, yes. And the thing says, we'll shut down in 3.5 seconds. Why? I think the FBI infiltrated my equipment.
Maybe.
Right?
It's the NSA or the FBI. No, it's Putin. Go Putin.
You don't
speak Russian? You must learn Russian.
Russian? No. I should learn with all the ads I get for Russian women. I should at least be able to talk with them and tell them to leave me alone.
Wow.
You know, I don't know who did that.
I'm going there with you. Have a good trip.
They send... I think people do it to me on purpose because, you know, we're on the air and I get the Asian thing and I go, why? Why send this stuff this way? This is craziness. But anyhow, let's get back to Comey because he's much, much, much more exciting. Did you hear anything today that really surprised or shocked you? Anything at all?
Yes.
Oh.
The head of the FBI actually leaked some of the information that the New York Times printed. Some of the information the New York Times printed was actually leaked, and it was leaked by Comey himself. I don't know how much more. Honestly, that to me is corruption at its finest. There wasn't any, like, real damage done, but that the head of the FBI is actually leaking and then admits it in public?
Wait a minute. There's a little bit better part to this. Wasn't this right after he was asked by President Trump to find out who's leaking? We've got to put a stop to these leaks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That, and he actually corroborated the president's position that the president was encouraging of the investigation, which was not of the president. But Comey refused to say that he wasn't investigating the president to the press, although he was more than willing to say that he wasn't investigating Hillary and use the word that was given to him by Loretta Lynch when referencing his investigation of Hillary.
Well, listen, isn't it interesting how the Democrats have a different definition of a lie when they apply it to a Republican or when they apply it to themselves, right?
They have a different definition for everything. It's like they're speaking. Do you remember Steve Martin used to do a routine where and he said, you know, I went over to France and they say instead of egg, they say oof. And instead of hello, they say bonjour. And it's like they have a different word for everything. Yeah, we're dealing with a completely different morality. The morality of the left is not at all the morality of conservatives or people who adhere to Judeo-Christian principles in this country. It is completely different. It is whatever serves me in the moment. And the reason that we have to be careful of that is because the left has this very odd propensity for killing.
We got to go for a commercial break. But one of the things I said in the last segment was Comey couldn't find anybody to prosecute Hillary because most people wanted to stay alive. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We will be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS.
They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. I want your email address. There's a little box up there. You can put your email address in, and we send out one a week. What's the big whoop? We tell you who's going to be on the show, what we're going to be talking about, that kind of thing. And should you have an extra few dollars lying around, and if you're a good conservative, you should have a few extra dollars lying around. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the labels, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, you're going to find out, as our friend Joe said, it's just a bunch of malarkey. Seriously. And it's funny. The side who says that we shouldn't label people are the ones that gave us all those labels. It's always, always interesting to me. So it's just craziness going somewhere to happen. My guest, I always love having her on. Sam Sorbo joins me, as she does from time to time here on The Real Side. And Sam, thanks for being with me today.
Well, I love being with you. It's a lot of fun because you and I get to poke fun at what's happening, and the left is apoplectic.
And they're giving us a lot to work with. But before we move forward, tell people about your book and about your upcoming movie.
So the book is called They're Your Kids. It's an inspirational journey from self-doubter to homeschool advocate. I advocate homeschooling. It's really the best way to preserve the family and also secure your retirement. But we won't get into that. And then the movie is called Let There Be Light. It comes out this fall. There's a new post up on faithwire.com that you can go, or faithwire.com. They wrote a really nice post about the movie, which I'm very excited about. So that comes out this fall called Let There Be Light. You can go to lettherebelightthemovie.com for more information.
Yeah, and we should be supporting each other. And that's another, you know, I went to a meeting last night with a bunch of conservatives, and that we were talking about. We need to come out and support each other. And especially, you know, this isn't the movie or these conservative slash religious movies of the late 60s. They were bad. Bad actors, bad music, you know. Come on, you don't have to
you
say anything.
But it goes beyond movies. Thank you very much for saying that. I love that. And I will tell you that this movie is under attack, just like Sean Hannity's under attack, because Sean Hannity produced it. I'm sure that part of the attack that happened to him 10 days ago with the advertisers being pressured to pull off of his show had in part to do with the fact that he decided to put his, you know, step into Hollywood, step into the culture a little bit. And so for that reason, you know, this film is under attack. But more than that, we need to support each other because the left is very good at dividing us.
Mm-hmm.
Very good at being divisive. And you notice even in our politics now, it is so divisive. Why? Because the left likes to divide. And So as conservatives, we really have to band together. I know you were recently attacked viciously on Facebook, viciously, and I was heartened to see the number of supporters that you had that came out and said, hey, leave the guy alone, you don't know what you're talking about, and all that. And that's important because I see these attacks that are happening, and it's dehumanizing, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, but our people have been brought to think, okay, have been browbeat to think that we shouldn't step in. Fighting doesn't get anywhere. It doesn't change their minds. And you don't have to fight. I'll do the fighting for you. People like you will do the fighting, and we'll get out in front. Get in there and support us. You know, have our backs, as they say, and be in there and support us. When we're doing things, doing the show, get involved and get engaged, right?
So I just wrote a piece for FoxNews.com that did, I think it's done like 500,000 hits now, and it's called Democrats Behaving Like Drunks at a Funeral, because they are so angry. The left is so angry that they are just grasping at straws. They're just grasping at whatever they can, and they're shouting horrible things about the right. And, for instance, you have Ariza Adlon who said on Twitter that the president was a piece of a euphemism for excrement. You had the photo with Kathy Griffin.
Yeah.
You had the expletives that Colbert used about the president. So the office no longer matters when it was less than a year ago that they were saying, hey, don't attack the office, you know, have some respect. But now all respect is gone. And then they justify it. So I wrote this piece, and I got a lot of sort of what I would call hate mail. Some of it not even very creative. Some of it creative. Some of it absolutely proving my point, right, which is that they're just devoid of any kind of morals or virtue, and they just attack. And some of it attacking me and saying, well, the right started it. Basically, the right's doing it first, which is such a poor excuse. Please don't come at me with, well, you're just as bad, because that's not an excuse.
But, Sam, didn't Michelle Obama say, they take the low road, we take the high road, right?
Right. When they go low, we go high. No, apparently when they go low, we go lower, because we can out-low anybody if we're a Democrat. Do you know what I mean? So, but the point is, nobody, not a single person disputed my facts.
They never do. Even when they hop onto my Facebook page and they slam something up, I go, great. What about what I said? What was wrong? What was unfactual about what I said? They can't do it. But let's go back to Kathy Griffin. You went by her. First of all, I never found her amusing, but that's just me. I know that's a personal thing when it comes to humor. But notice the day or two afterward, she switched that whole situation. She came out and she said, you know, I know what Hollywood's like. I've worked with white guys before. I mean, she used every social justice catchphrase that she could find in the dictionary.
I'm a woman.
Right. To make it our fault, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, and the thing, and sadly, I liked Kathy Griffin. I never was into her humor, but I liked her. I'd met her in person and whatever. Her humor never appealed to me. I don't like vulgarity, and she's very vulgar. But the gal who actually went down on, how do I put this, who specifically targeted the genitalia physically, for real, of the opposite sex, in the form of Anderson Cooper, apparently is offended when Donald Trump speaks privately to somebody in a braggadocious way about the opposite sex. You see where I'm like, I mean, it's an outrage, and it's simply this idea that I'm the victim no matter what, and I'll just claim to be the victim. And the problem is, look, she did an outrageous photo. Frankly, I was upset by it personally because I like President Trump, and therefore the photo was very upsetting to me. But more than that, we have to point out that the reason that there was the hue and cry was because she was imitating an ISIS person.
Mm-hmm.
That is really, I mean, yes, the president, but the presidents have been mocked and and mistreated in the press with all kinds of cartoons and everything. Now, if she had taken, for instance, the head of what could be recognizably known as Muhammad,
that would have been
interesting art.
Sam, you notice how we could take Jesus on the cross and we can put him upside down in a bottle of urine and we can call it art. And we're not supposed to get upset about it, right? They could deface all kinds of religious things that are important to you and I, and we're just supposed to back off and call it art. I have never seen, and I can only imagine what would happen, if we took a little statue of Muhammad, that I guess you're not supposed to make anyway, put it upside down in a bottle of urine and call it art. What do you think would happen to us?
Well, I tell you, because Pamela Geller held a free draw thing, and they were attacked by jihadists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was just to draw cartoons of Muhammad. And the fact is that up until, gosh, very recently, depictions of Muhammad were perfectly acceptable. So Islam had reformed enough to allow depictions of Muhammad. Of course, in some sects, it was not allowed. But now this vigilant form of Islam has sort of taken a deeper root. And so now we have this. And I don't know if you saw, but there's a story out that there have been over 100 genital mutilations of young girls in, I think, the state of Michigan.
Yep. Yeah.
And this is an outrage. I don't know where the feminists are. Where's Kathy Griffin on that?
They're petrified.
That young girls are being cut.
Yeah, they're petrified. This is where the left just boggles my mind about the. It's just like every once in a while they decide this is truth and this isn't. And if we were doing anything, look, they want us. I did a story about 2 months ago how they want the kids taken away from parents who force their kids to go to church every Sunday. And because you shouldn't be forcing your children into religious issues, yet those poor girls are being forced into a religious situation or have a religious procedure. I don't even know what to call it.
That's irreversible.
We got to go for a quick break. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And send an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You can comment up on the website. Therealside.com has a live chat room, or you can comment on Facebook where there's a live feed. Knock on wood, pray to God, make sure that they don't pull us down. So don't, whatever you do, don't say Zuckerberg's name 3 times in a row, because they'll pull it. You know, remember the old, what was it, Beetlejuice or something like that? Really, really bad. Sam Sorbo.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Oh, okay. You took me back to the Brady Bunch on that one, lady.
I know.
Oh, God.
Funny. I'm going to put that in my next article.
There you go.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
And then you got Putin Megyn Kelly. I mean, did you see the... I know we're just jumping all over the place, but did you see the look on his face as she was talking? Like, what is wrong with you? You act like this is all new. The Russians have been hacking or trying to influence our elections. My God, all the way back to the days of Kennedy, for God's sakes. But this is not new.
I don't understand. Why would they want to influence our elections? And it's not like they have developed any kind of spy strategy or spy, you know, agency of any kind. Where is this all coming from? It's so brand new.
Oh, God. Well, they
you
only...
You know what? I think it all came about right after we sold them our uranium through Hillary Clinton.
Was that Clinton? Because if you listen to the Democrats, I'm sure it had something to do with Donald Trump. Aren't you?
Oh, my gosh. You know
must have made
weird?
A deal with him.
And this is what I think should be investigated, is the Clintons, their foundation did so much good in the world, and for some reason they just willy-nilly shut it down right after the election. Don't they care about poor people anymore?
Not anymore. No, not anymore. That now that she's not president, she can't do anything for them, so, you know, that's it, done. But, you know, it's funny, even their young people are starting to turn on the Clintons. You know, they want them gone. They want them out. The problem is that they want a more liberal. They want a more liberal, more socialist type of club.
Yeah, they wanted Bernie Sanders, but she rigged the election within the party, so they couldn't have Bernie.
Oh, God. No, she wouldn't rig the election.
That's what
super delegates
are for. They're for cheating.
God. You know, somebody sent me something I thought was really funny. You'll appreciate this. It says, remember the time that Donald Trump was paid $500,000 to give a speech in Moscow? Oh, no, wait.
No.
Yeah. Remember the time Donald Trump failed to disclose Russian donors in his foundation before he served as Secretary of State? Oh, no, wait a minute. That wasn't him. Hold on.
Oh, you know what? That's Liz Wheeler on OAN. That was brilliant. She did a great job. She's an up-and-coming, and I think she's fantastic. Well, I mean, she's been around for a little while, but I'm just saying.
Oh, she's on it.
She's getting some notoriety now.
Yeah, no, she is on it, and I appreciate people like that that are willing to put it out there and really make I don't know, it's basically a bit of sarcasm mixed in with a bit of truth, and it makes people pay attention. And I don't have
a
problem
with
that.
And they need, and I will say, because you touched on this before, they need our support.
Yes.
And I'll tell you why. So this article that I wrote up on FoxNews.com, Democrats Behaving Like Drunks at a Funeral, I got attacked a lot. And I'm thin-skinned. I take everything very personally, in a sense. In another sense, I don't. But there is a part of me that's like, oh my gosh, why am I doing this? And then I get the letters of people saying, you are absolutely right. Mm-hmm. You are dead on. Thank you for saying what I've been thinking all this time. We need voices like that. And I personally, I feed off of that. I need that support. I need people to go to my Facebook page and like it, because then and comment on the things that I post, so that I get the feedback. Because honestly, and I know you feel this too, Joe, we feel like we are the only sane people in the loony bin.
Yeah. You know, it's like, you're right. We're out there, we're out front, and sometimes I turn around and go, let's go. Wait a minute, there's nobody there. Where did everybody go?
You know
what I'm saying?
There's a little bit of that, and they single you out. And, I mean, I won't even go into... Some of the emails that I got were complete expletives.
Right.
And as creative as that is, even the email was like expletive at expletive dot expletive.
Yeah. No, you know what, Sam? I had to get thick-skinned, because at first I'm going, I'm not like that. That's not me. And then finally I realized this goes back to my childhood when, you know, being Italian and having some people picking on me. And my uncle finally said, look, you can't get mad at stupid people. They are ignorant people. Pounding on them, yelling at them will fix absolutely nothing. You can't fix their ignorance.
True.
And
but I will
right.
tell you, I was asked by a Mothers of Preschool meeting to leave in the middle of my presentation about homeschooling.
Were they triggered?
I'd been invited to talk about homeschooling, and they literally shut me down when I got to healthcare is not a right.
Wow.
And you know what I had posted at that time up on the PowerPoint presentation? Up on the screen was education. It's a Robert Frost quote. Education is the ability to entertain a thought without losing your self-confidence or your patience.
And they had a problem with that?
And they had a problem with my saying that healthcare was not a right. And they asked me to leave because I was making them feel too uncomfortable. And I said, did you read what's up on the board? You're just showing, I didn't actually say this, but I was like, did you read what's up on the board? Because it was very clear how uneducated they were.
Well,
don't you find it, you know.
Yeah, but you got to find this. It is a sickness. I used to not allow anybody to say that, but it is a sickness when they're sitting there and pounding on you and pounding on me, and they're using all this nasty language, and they're calling us all kinds of names, and what do they accuse us of doing? Right? I mean, you see Trump, love Trump's hate, but yet when you look at the person carrying the sign, they're usually stomping on a pro-Trump supporter or a pro-American supporter, right? It just, it's backwards land is what it is.
Yes, it is. It's upside down. If they could breathe from their butts and fart from their mouth, they would.
Well, send your emails to Sam. Okay. Bill Maher comes out. He uses the N-word, right? I mean, yeah. can you, again, you have a white, so old white guy like myself.
Thing.
What?
This is the weird thing. We have freedom of speech. He actually should be allowed to say that word. And then he should be castigated for it by the people who want to castigate him for it, many of whom use that word, by the way.
But see, I don't have a problem with him using the word. I have a problem with the people running around screaming about equality. And then what if we had used that word, if we had done what Stephen Colbert did to President Obama, right? They would have been marching on our houses, on our businesses, and trying to get us locked up. I mean, it is not equality they want. It is control that they want.
Yes, because frankly, people aren't really. But see, the thing is that Maher goes after Islam, and so he is not a darling of the left. They like him, but they keep a safe distance from him. And so he was castigated for using that word, for which he apologized. But Ben Sasse, I don't know if you saw, but Ben Sasse came out and said, you know, I shouldn't have just sat there. I was stunned. And God bless him. Ben said, here's what I should have said. And he tweeted a couple different things about how he should have responded to hearing that word. But I'm a person who goes, it's a nasty word. It carries a lot of, weight, a lot of history in that word. But I don't believe in censorship. You know, it's a very popular word in the book Huckleberry Finn, which is a classic. And yet we're censoring Huckleberry Finn. We're censoring the classic.
Yep.
And in that way, that's the opportunity to erase history, with which I disagree. I don't believe you should erase history.
Sam, how do you teach our young kids that look at the word they were using? Look at how black people were treated. You know, here's a story that you can look at, and it's a teachable moment for your kids of an ugly time in the history of the United States. I'm missing something here. I don't get what's wrong with that.
Incidentally, in the history of a country that has a track record of fighting on behalf of freedom for people to whom it owes nothing and from whom it demands nothing.
Right.
but see if we erase all history, then we erase that as well. And what they're doing is they're keeping the bad parts of history so that we feel bad about this country and we think that this country is the only cause of global warming in the whole world, right?
Wait a minute. With all this stuff that went down, did you hear that the World Health Organization said we have the cleanest air and water, other than two other smaller countries, than any other large country on the planet? So if we're so nasty and it's so bad, I don't know. Things are backwards and upside down.
You know what's sad? We may pull out of the Paris Accord, and God bless him if he can get that done for real, and we're no longer in it, because it was definitely a bad deal for us. It's basically redistributing the wealth that we create here to the rest of the world, which is, let me put it this way. It's a panacea.
Got about 30 seconds. Go quick.
If that's the plan, then we might as well just invite everybody to live here. It is cruel to do that. They should be inspired to emulate us and build themselves up rather than take from us. It's the difference between teaching a man to fish or just giving him fish.
Yeah, perfect. All right, tell people where they can find your writings and the movie again.
Oh, thank you. Go to samsorbo.com for everything. Samsorbo.com.
I love you guys that make it so easy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Lots coming up in the next hour. We'll be back in just a few minutes.